From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Police shot and killed a Wisconsin student outside a middle school after receiving a report of someone with a weapon, says State Attorney General Josh Call.
Police officers from the Mount Hora Police Department responded to a report of an individual with a weapon outside the middle school. Police officers responded to that threat, and they used deadly force.
Nobody else hurt. Some faculty at Columbia University denouncing the administration after hundreds of pro-Palestinian student protesters were arrested at Columbia and City College. Rashid Khaledi with Columbia's Palestinian Studies.
This is not about Columbia or CCNY or Berkeley or UCLA or any other place where the students have risen up. This is the conscience of a nation speaking through your kids. Through young people.
Arizona lawmakers today passed a repeal of the state's Civil War era abortion ban. Governor Katie Hobbs expected to sign it.
I am glad that they finally did the right thing and overturned this or voted to repeal this draconian ban. I'm looking forward to getting it to my desk and signing it and getting rid of this ban once and for all.
The New York judge says the ex-movie producer Harvey Weinstein will be retried after Labor Day, state's highest court having thrown out his rape conviction. Weinstein attorney Arthur Adala.
And we're very confident that if it goes to trial, the only words we'll hear at the end of the trial are not guilty.
Prosecutors say their case is still strong. Ironic fire emergency. Los Angeles firefighters were jolted out of bed this morning. Somebody banging on the door of their firehouse, alerting them there was a fire in the firehouse. LA County Supervisor Janice Hahn.
It's devastating to see it. The rigs, the engines, the flooring, the roof, it's all completely destroyed.
All the firefighters got out okay, safe and sound. You're listening to ABC News. Major reversal for one of the country's largest denominations.
93% of the United Methodist General Conference voted to remove the church's 40-year-old ban on gay clergy. There was no debate on the issue during the session in Charlotte. 8 years ago, the sessions in Portland were hit by protests over sexuality topics. Individual members of the clergy can still decline officiating or hosting a same-sex wedding.
Our Brian Clark. Volunteers say they've discovered a clandestine crematorium on the edge of Mexico City. Prosecutors say they're investigating the nature of the remains. Will they or won't they debate, and when?
The Commission on Presidential Debates is holding firm and not changing their proposed calendar despite the Trump campaign's wishes. In a statement, they pushed back against Trump advisors' claim that millions of Americans will have already cast their ballots at the time of the first debate, which is currently scheduled for September 16th. But debates need speakers, and the Biden campaign is acting coy on whether or not they'd participate in one, despite Biden himself saying recently he would be happy to. Brittany Shepard, ABC News, Washington.
Right a wrongful conviction. Maryland Governor Wes Moore apologized to Gary Washington as a public panel approved more than $3 million in compensation for the man who spent 31 years in prison for a murder he didn't commit. The 1986 fatal shooting hinged on the eyewitness account of a 12-year-old who later recanted. Chuck Severson, ABC News.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.